reasonable pricing for you. So that's it. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Maria.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
That's great. That's great. So my name is David. I'm the director here in charge of the state of Florida. It's nice to meet you. Now, did Maria tell me, you know, the reason for the call today, Alex?
She said it was to get her Google account on, like, the top search.
That's right. So right now there is a listing available. So we currently have about 30 agents. What we do is we're calling down the area. So we're data service providers for Google and Meta. Okay, we've been doing this since 2004. What we do is we fill in first page listings for the small to medium-sized businesses on the Google network. Okay. Now, right now, there is a listing available for landscaping and maintenance out of 33967. Okay. Now, this listing does have up to 50 miles where you can get first page placement whenever customers are searching on popular searches like Google, Bing, as well as Apple Maps, right? We'll also activate you for Siri and Alexa. Now, this listing, it does come, it's a flat rate, okay? So it bills for once a month. It doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how big they are. You're not charged per call or per job, okay?
Yeah, what's the price? And I don't want the long-term contract, no yearly contract. I want something that I can just, when I don't feel like it, I can just, you know, just end it.
For sure. I hear you, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's all going to be about return on investment. I mean, if this thing is going to be paying itself off, then it's not a problem, right? I mean, really, that's what we're always aiming to do. So it looks like this listing here is at a flat rate. It bills once a month for $299, okay? And that's also going to include, let's see here, social media hosting, all right? Now, I haven't been able to find a website for you. Do you have one yet?
Not quite yet.
Okay, no worries. What I'll do for you here is I can get one phoned in for you. So we'll buy the domain, the site. That'll be up in the first 7-14 days, as well as your social media. Okay, directory submissions go live within the first 5-7 days. That's going to be like your Yelp, Bing, app. Make sense?
So what, would you guys have an app, or what do we do to track and see how many people went to the site?
Absolutely. So since we're data service providers for Google and Meta, what you're going to have access to is your Google Business Analytics dashboard. You can download that from any popular search engines, and we'll send you your logs in as soon as you secure your listing, right? Now, what that's going to show you is you have access to your website. It'll show you how well you're ranking on the Google network. It's a CRM for all your new customers, whether they're coming from Google, Apple, Facebook, Yelp, Bing. They'll all be corralled in that one CRM on the dashboard, okay? Now, whenever you're being searched.
You guys control my Yelp?
Yeah, so we will update your Yelp listing. That's right, and we will keep make sure that everything is up to date for you. Now, I do see Yelp listing here for you.
I did try Yelp ad, but I really didn't like it, how it works.
So you were doing like the pay-per-lead program with Yelp?
Yeah, I did it with Yelp, but I think pay-per-lead or something like that, but I think it was overcharging me.
Gotcha. Yeah, so with Yelp, you're not going to be charged like per lead or per click. Basically, it's going to be a live listing within the Yelp network, so that way customers can always find you if they're searching in there as well, right? So
yeah,
we'll basically take care of
all
your basis one.
I think I already have an account on there. Do you guys are going to make a new one or take over my old one, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah, we'll just make sure that your Yelp listing is up to date. Any changes that need to be done, we'll do that for you if you want to update any pictures there or anything like that, right? So you really wouldn't have to worry about that.
So there's no contract though, right?
No, so we don't have a long-term contract. No, well, we do ask for at least 90 days, right? So after you make your first payment, we'll ask for an additional 60 days. Now, if you do decide to leave within 90 days, there is another termination fee. Now, it's nothing outrageous. It's $395. Now, once you make your second payment, your early termination fee is only $195. And at your 90th day, you no longer have any type of penalty at all. Now, you can still leave at any time you like, right? But, you know, honestly, I mean, with Google, once we get you verified, because, I mean, I don't find a Google business profile for you yet. So first thing we're going to do
I have one.
Okay, so might be a little bit buried. Let me do a little bit more searching.
I don't have any pictures or any reviews, but I was going to work on that, honestly, because I just had it activated again, because it was off already, because they noticed that it wasn't doing anything on there, and I think they closed it.
Oh, I see.
But yeah. I recently...
You have 4 or 5 star ratings, right? Oh, wait, let's see. You have 2... Is there any reason why you have 2 Google business profiles? You have Eco Landscaping and Maintenance LLC. Oh, yeah, both of them. Eco Landscaping and Maintenance LLC. They have the same phone number. They both close at 5. One has 5 star ratings. The other has 4.
Oh, huh, that's weird.
Yeah. And it's 239-273-7977. So what we can do for you, here's a few things that I can do right off the bat. I mean, first of all, I mean, we get more businesses verified on Google than anybody else in the country. So what I'm going to recommend is we get these 2 profiles and we combine them, right? Now, for your reviews, what we're going to want to do here is we have online reputation management, right, and all the tools that are going to help you do that. So you're going to be able to send out your new customers things like just a short link through text. As long as they click there, they'd be able to go automatically to your review section and leave you a good 5-star review, right? I mean, that's really the big thing. We want to make sure that we're building our reputation, right? Now, if for any reason somebody goes in there and decides to say something bad about your business that isn't true, we manage that online reputation so we can get those things challenged and removed, right? Those are the advantages.
Yeah, I had a few of those before.
It happens from competition from time to time just because people are, they get jealous. You know,
yeah, or sometimes what we had last time happening is we had like a front neighbor. He was just, you know, like bitching at us, like you can't park here. Like, I mean, I don't know where else he wants us to park. We're doing his front neighbor's yard, you know. We don't even take that long. We don't bother him or nothing. But then he just left us bad reviews, saying we were disrespectful and stuff like that. And I'm the owner. I'm like, come on, man. I'm not going to be doing that to my customers or anybody in general that I would want to do business with, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense.
Or in the areas that you do business, right? So definitely we hear you on that one. And those are the reasons why having a full digital marketing partner are going to help and make sure that your online reputation is not damaged. Right, because everybody, I mean, when they're searching, they don't know where to find a business. They're going to go to Google. Those first businesses, they're going to pick right there. 90% of the searches start and stop. There,
yeah,
right?
I could try you guys out, because I was honestly going to go back to Angie Lee's book that I had just had. I had canceled them, but they also charge $300 a month. But they don't really do anything. They just bring in the leads in, but like, you know, advertisement wise, there's nothing to do or stuff like that. You have to make your own portfolio. I mean, I do get jobs on there, but it was pretty slow at this time, so I stopped it. But for now, I mean, it's starting to get really slow, and I need to pick it up a little bit. So I was gonna call them actually, but I mean, I can give you guys an opportunity. You said $299. That's basically $300 a month.
Right.
And you mean, and like the contract, 90-day contract, that's not that bad. Because
yeah.
Angel Lee's does a yearly contract, and if you cancel early, I think you have to pay like the 10% or 30% of that full year. So I think that's just too much. I mean, I can give you guys a try, but if I do give you guys my card information, is there a chance you guys can take out the money around next month, around the 10th, around those times?
Yeah. So, I mean, what we can do is we can sign you up today, right? That way we can get you started. Now, if next month, let me see, we're at the 27th. There's only one day left in this month, the 28th. So,
yeah,
what I could
month,
do...
Next month, around, like, just because the first month, there's a lot of bills, you know how it is, so I don't want to get, you know, all piled up, so they were on the 10th, I mean, you guys can start everything, like, I'll give you my account number, stuff like that, or, like, you know, send over some contracts, so I can also take a look at it. I mean, you guys got to have something in hand, so, you know, so it's legit, you know, stuff like that.
For sure, I mean, like I said, you know, Plus, better business bureau rated, so I got all the information that you need. I can send it over for you. Here's the deal, though. When it comes down to the first page listings, they are a little time sensitive, right? As far
what
as,
was that?
Like, the first page listings, like the program we talked about right now, the major benefit of those programs is always the fact that once you're locked in there, you don't rotate, right? Nobody else can take those spots until a spot opens. The only downfall is in order to get in, there's got to be a spot open, right? There's nothing I can do about holding the spot till the 10th. I'll be honest with you. Now, there is some things that I might be able to do to get you in on a lower rate to help you get started today. I could always push out the next billing date, a few days past the first. So that way you have time to regroup, things like that. You know what I mean? But as far as locking in that listing, I mean, I don't want to lie to you and tell you, hey, on the 10th, it's going to be available. And then we come back and it's not, right? And then you're like, hey, Dave, you told me, you know what I mean? And I'm very transparent in everything that I do. You know, I'll take the time with
now. What do you think?
Send it over.
Do I have to pay something today to lock it in, or what's that?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, we would have to take payment today, right? But let me see what I can do about, let me ask you a few questions and see if I can get that rate lower for you so we can get you started. Let's see here. Okay. How long have you been
Have you get
officially?
2 years.
Oh, fantastic. That's going to help us. Okay. So doing business, right? Okay. Now, by any chance, are you a veteran?
No. I'm 24.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh, you're 24, so you're a young business owner.
Yeah.
Okay. IBO, 25. Okay. So I was able to get you lower, right? Now, what I was able to lock you in at, this will be the same rate every single month going forward. It's our best rate available for new businesses. It got you down to only $249, okay? Now, that's with everything included, right? You'd stay locked in at that amount, and it'd never go up on you. As long as you stay with the program, that listing for you would be at that price.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Let me see my bank account.
Yeah, that saves you $600 a year. You know what I mean? Off your advertising. That's going to be $50 a month.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah, that's a good one. That way you secure the spot. I'll help you out if we got to do something next month. So first things we got to work on, Alex, is let me check on your Google business profile, make sure everything's up to date. Because remember, you got two of them, so we're going to want to consolidate these. So let me grab the links. Now, right now we have your hours of operation from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is that standing your clothes on Sundays? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is fantastic. We can immediately start on optimization here for you. Okay. What's your last name, Alex?
Gonzalez.
Nice. I'm Gonzalez, too. Right now in the email, you'll see I'm David Gonzalez. Are you with an S or a Z?
What was that?
Are you Gonzalez with an S or a Z?
With a Z.
Okay. Now, next thing. What's the best email address for you, Alex?
ECO. Landscaping239@gmail.com.
Okay. Can you receive text messages to that phone?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you your logins for your dashboard. Feel free to, you can download the dashboard right now, and it's going to have your password and username. Username is going to be the phone number, and then it'll give you your password.
What about, so that two Google I have, you guys gonna merge that, or is there a way you can fix it so I can only have one?
That's right. We're gonna take care of that for you. So I'm gonna have my business profile specialist team take a look at both of them, and they're gonna decide the best course of action, because it's definitely not recommended at all for you to have two, because what's gonna happen is you're gonna keep getting suspended. Google's gonna be suspending one and the other, and then both of them might get suspended, and then we're gonna be in big trouble. Right? So. Good thing you got hold of us before that happened.
What about also for, like, you know, any updates on my Google, Yelp, pictures? Who do I send that to?
So we're going to go. So right now we're signing up, right? And then you're going to get scheduled for your onboarding call. That's going to happen next week, like Monday or Tuesday, when you have some time. Now, the way that's going to work is we're going to give you, right through that dashboard, you'll see when you log in, there's even areas where you can upload the pictures of your work. If you need a logo made, we'll do it for you. That's included. You need some business cards, we'll take care of it for you as well. digital business cards, no extra charge.
What's the logo base?
What was that?
What's the logo base, you say?
No, I'm saying if you need like a logo for your business or anything like that, you just let us know. We'll take care of it for you. It's included in your package, so it'd be no extra charge.
Yeah, I think is there a way I can get like an upgrade on my logo? I kind of always wanted to change it or make it pop out a little more.
I'll put a request for you.
So I log into this?
Yeah, you can log in already.
The locals.
I'm sending you an email right now. Splash.
Local Splash?
You can click on that link and it'll take you right over to the dashboard to log in.
Okay. Yeah, I actually lost two houses today, so I was really thinking of going back with Angie to help me out and get a few more.
This one's going to work a lot better for you. You're not going to have to chase around customers. They're going to call you directly. We're going to have all your advertisements out on every avenue. If they're asking Siri, they're asking Alexa, or even if they go to the Facebook and they just ask their friends for suggestions for people that can do landscaping and they're in your service area, we're going to hit them with a retargeting ad. This package has about 200 to 250 ads that we're going to put out all month long for you on Facebook as well, right? So basically, do you have a Facebook social media ready to go?
Yes, I do, actually. I also wanted to give you an account.
Well, all you're going to do is log in and then you'll put us as a manager because obviously that's your Facebook. You're the owner, right? But we'll go in and we're going to manage it for you. So we'll update any new photos. If there's any promotions you want run, you let us know the details. We'll put together the marketing flyers and we'll push it out towards your peak service hours. And we're also going to use those retargeting ads we talked about. So you're definitely going to be off and running with this package. Now, as we get moving and we start building up our reviews, if you like that pay-per-lead program, Google has the best pay-per-lead out there. It's called Google Verified. Nobody else can beat
it. Also, it says, looks like your subscription is not activated. What do I do? Close? Go to billing?
Not yet. Yeah, it's not activated yet because I'm going to do what's called a voice verification. I'm going to explain the program to you. It takes about a minute and a half. I'll walk you through it. If there's anything you don't understand, just say, hey, Dave. What does that mean? And I'll rephrase it. So that way you can feel real comfortable. You'll be able to put in your billing info after that. Sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get started here now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wait, can you repeat that? Sorry.
Yes, sir. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Eco Landscaping and Maintenance LLC.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Alexander Gonzalez, the owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an authorized user on the billing of this account? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Alex, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes. I also would recommend if you guys can give me a phone number directly for someone who does a lot of those because I am really, really interested.
For someone that does a lot of which ones?
Like, you know, a lot of the photo changing, the advertisement, stuff like that. Someone directs.
Oh, sure. So look. Gotcha. I just text you out.
Sometimes they give you, because I think last time I did it with Yelp, they gave me a supervisor or somebody that I contact for like only 30 days, and they never answer me in that 30 days when I try to contact them.
So I don't want that, you know. Yeah, definitely not. I mean, nobody wants that, right? But here's the deal. So first of all, I just sent you out our texted it to you, right? That's our 877 number. That number right there is 24/7 customer service support, okay? There's never a time of the day or night you can't get a hold of somebody. Now, if you look right off to the side, I put EXT. That's the extension that brings you right into my office, Okay. Since you're dealing with me, I'm the director here. I was able to bring you on board. So I want you to have a direct line of extensions to me. Okay. So if you ever need to speak with me, you call me directly. I already emailed you. You can reply to me via email, or you can even send me a text message. Right where I was texting you from, you can reply there and say, hey, Dave, can you give me a call? Or I have a question about this. And I'll see it, and okay. I'll respond. Right? So no problem. You always have direct line of communication. And you'll see right there on your dashboard as well. As soon as you log in, it should give you like a message AI bot. And that one, if you say, hey, I need support, it'll bring you right into our customer service as well. You'll be able to chat with a live representative.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So that 877 number I sent to you, just do me a favor. Save it under local / in your contacts. Okay. That way you know when we're calling you. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local / So what I'll do is provide you a security question on the account. That way you know the call is coming from us and not another company. Okay, so you have three options.
Okay.
The city you were born in, your mother's maiden name, or your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
Okay, what would that be?
Just put Guatemala.
Righty. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean in a more understandable form?
Gotcha. No worries. So basically, when you're with us, we're going to have a very unique algorithm that has your profile anchored to the front page of Google. Right. So if somebody else calls you and they're saying, hey, we want to do this for your Google profile or help you out here, just give me a call. Say, hey, Dave, what do you think about this? You think it may work? And I'll let you know whether they're trying to charge you for what we're already doing for you or if it's going to mess with what we got going on.
No.
Right? Last thing we want is you taking off that first page. Right. So just keep me in the loop, basically. Does that sound fair?
I don't think we even need that because
you won't, right? But just in case, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm very transparent, so I'll let you know everything, right? So that way, if you're ever feeling, you just give me a call. I'm very easy to get a hold of. I'm in office Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Now, your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on February 27, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 27th day of each month, the amount of $249. This is your monthly recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee would apply. That's what we spoke about. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, you just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, and you'll never be charged. Now, do you understand and agree to? Okay. All right, ready to go there? Now, you're already in the dashboard, right? So we have two options here. Well, let me get the address first.
Okay.
Okay. So what is the business address that we're going to have on file? Or the billing address, I'm sorry.
The billing address?
Yep.
Give me a second here. Is this the address for the business or just billing?
Just billing, like the address for your card.
Okay, give me a second. It's going to be 19080 Murcott, Murcott Drive West.
Copy. 9080 Murcott Drive West, Fort Myles, Florida, 33967. All right. 19080 Murcott Drive West, Fort Myers, Florida, and the zip code is 33967.
Correct. Same one as on my Google account.
Okay. And we're in Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Can I do a account number or no?
I'm sorry. It would have to be a debit card, right? Debit or credit, right? We don't do the ACH holds. Like, the ACH holds are more like routings and account numbers, right? Basically, this is a debit transaction.
Okay, then I'll give you a business card. Just a second. Business number 47441.
Okay.
6590202133.
Okay. And this is a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And expiration?
2/29.
February 2029. And CVV?
CVV is going to be 8/43.
Okay. Let me update that one for you. 1 second here.
That's going to charge you today, right?
Yes.
Okay.
In the amount of 249. And that's going to, it'll always stay the same at 249.
It went through?
Not yet. Just updating your information real quick.
Okay.
Now, right when it goes through, you're going to get 3 automatic messages. Okay. Now, the first one that you're going to get, one of them will say information needed for your Google business profile. That one you're fine on. The other one that you'll see is login credentials. I already sent you that one. The third one is going to say initial invoice. On that one, the initial invoice, if you can give a click for me.
I didn't get nothing here.
It should be going out right now. It'll be coming right now. I said it just sent out.
Yeah, I got it. Local splash invoice.
Yeah.
Okay, what do I click on?
Okay, so when you click in, it should go to terms and conditions. Now, it's going to ask you if we can call you, text you, so if you can go ahead and put check marks there. And then the other one will say that you know that the payments are reoccurring. You put the third check mark there and then sign your name.
Uh-oh.
Now, the next thing we're going to do
is that the one on email or text?
Text message. So I send it to, well, it goes through both, right? You'll get the email and the text message, but it's easier if you go through text. You can just click on the link.
Oh, click on the link. Okay. Agree to receive messages. Okay. Authorized holder, the credit card. Okay. Payment automatic. Okay. Okay.
Righty. Okay, so now that one's up to date. So the last thing I'm going to do is I'm scheduling you now for your onboarding. Now I have Tuesday, 10 a.m., I have 12, and then I have the afternoon. 1, 2, 4, and 5. Which one works for you?
When is that?
This is going to be, I'm sorry?
When is that?
It's Tuesday, March 3rd. Next week, on Tuesday.
Okay, just do afternoon. What time can you do afternoon?
Afternoon, I have 1, 2, 4, and 5. And also 6.
Let's do 6.
Okay. So I'm going to put you down. Now it's going to go right to your calendar, and that's going to be ecolandscaping239@gmail.com. You're going to notice that's going to have you on there. It'll also have my name and our onboarding team.
Okay.
And it's crazy, believe it or not, my friend, but like I told you, my last name's Gonzalez. I'm sure you'll see that on the email, right? But my middle name is Alex because my grandfather's Alex Gonzalez.
That's
so I thought that was pretty cool. Alrighty.
Okay.
I got you down there, partner.
Connect to Google. Do I do this or no? On the the
what
website.
What is it asking you now?
Connect to Google. Allow access to your Google account profile.
Yes. Great. I'm glad you're taking care of that for us already. So that way, if you can go ahead and grant us access already to your Google business profile. Now, we're going to want to do, I'm attaching both of them for our business profile agent. So that way they can start working on it. But I want you to log into the one that has the 5 reviews for me and grant us access to that one.
I honestly don't even know why I have 2 because it's the same email. I never have another email.
You may have verified twice, but let me see. Yeah, they have different pictures. One of them has 21 plus photos and the other one only has 2 photos. The one with 5, I'm thinking, is the newer one. And the old one is the one with only 2 photos on it. It has a white house with some palms and a swimming pool in a backyard with some landscaping by a tree in a corner.
So I saw that they closed mine and I had to redo the thing and again. So maybe I had probably opened it. Another one on accident because I couldn't find my old one.
So the one with 4 is probably the older one. So I'll tell you what. Promote us with access to the one that you have. I'm getting both of them anyway, and I'm going to have our business profile team start taking care of that one, okay? So they're going to pull the profiles, everything. They'll have all the information ready for you. When we jump back on the line on Tuesday, we're going to be off and running, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you have any more questions for me right now?
Give me a second. So after doing this Google sign-in, is there something else, or is just that it?
From there, you're good to go. Give us the access, and then we're going to take it from there, okay? We'll jump back online on Tuesday. We'll finish up with the rest of the information there. And as of right now, I'm getting over the 2 business profiles and basically service radiuses. So you said you are willing to cover the 50 miles, and that's going to be willing to travel in any direction?
I don't know. You know, honestly, you know how far is 50 miles? Like, does it, take an hour? Or honestly, don't know.
Up to 50 to 55 minutes, right?
I think that's too much. I think the most I'll go probably 40 minutes, 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right,
so
let's leave it like that because...
the beauty of it is, and here's the deal, right, Alex? The beauty of the program is, say you get a call and it's just at that 50 mile mark radius out, right? And you'll see where the search came from in the dashboard. But anyways, if it's a small job and it's not going to pay you much, you can reject that and not have to worry about paying extra for that phone call, right? Now, if it's a big job and you're going to make some good money, why not, right? At least you had the opportunity to take that phone call because you're covering that area. It makes a big difference for your business.
Yeah.
Extra 10 miles is an extra 1,300 searches. You know what I mean?
The Yelp account Instagram and my Facebook account, is that going to be for Tuesday?
Yeah, so Facebook, you're going to promote us to the manager as well, right? Give us about 7 to 14 days. We'll have that one up and running for your social media as well as the website. For Yelp, is there anything in particular that you want updated right off the bat, like... You already know you need some new photos you want, or?
I think photos, like, you know, whatever I'm going to send you guys, I want it to be, like, almost the same on every other, like, you know, Instagram, Facebook. So, you know, because it's just different platform, but, you know, instead of having to look for so many pictures, just have the same pictures but in different places.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I just put here that you're going to send us some photos and you want them to match up with all your different platforms. So, you know,
yeah, so
Facebook,
then I don't have to
your Google My Business profile.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, like let's just say I do a job like, you know, like tomorrow and I just, you know, I like the way it came out, so I can just send you guys those pictures and you guys just upload it, you know, all my social media, Google, you know, instead
exactly.
of having to choose which one. Yeah, just have them uploaded and all. Because, you know, like I said, I was going to do all that myself, but it gets really busy or, you know, we start doing other stuff. And we never get
sure.
to it, honestly.
Yeah, and then it's tedious, right? So leave it to the experts. We got a job of professional designers that are going to give the customers every reason to call you when they find you. So super excited to be able to help you out.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, from there, what about Instagram? Do you guys control those too or no?
Okay, so what you're going to want to do with the Instagram is you're going to link it to your Facebook business profile. So that way, everything that we share on Facebook is just automatically
oh,
yeah,
so
over
go to Instagram.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get
yeah. So I'll be honest with you, we're not going to be in your Instagram. We won't be, but we're going to put it all through Facebook, and they're both Meta. So as long as you have it linked,
yeah,
it automatically shares over there.
Okay, so I'll get that link, and then after Tuesday, we can give you guys the information for Facebook as well. And
sure.
Yelp. All right, I think that's basically it. I mean, after Tuesday, you guys should let me know when everything's running, and hopefully we get, I got a lot of clients that I can send so they can give reviews. So, I mean, that's going to be good. I just haven't had the opportunity to do it in general. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give you the tools that are going to help you out, right? So you're going to be able to just to text them out a short link. They just click there and they can automatically leave the review. Super simple.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Righty.
All right. Appreciate it.
Congratulations, Alex. Yeah, congratulations on securing your listing. We'll go ahead and get started on it, and then we can dismiss her now. We'll reconvene on Tuesday. If you have any questions, you know how to get a hold of me.
No, I think I'm good. Is it going to be you on Tuesday or different people?
No, I'm going to call you on Tuesday, and then I will be on the line with our onboarding agent, and then once they take over, well, then I'll leave you to it.
All right. Sounds good.
Alrighty, Alex. Well, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and then we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.